Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, tonight had the looks of a game that was going to be very hard for Golden State, but you thought, you know, Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford, Draymond Green, Anthony Melton, Pajemski, that the Warriors could give them a tussle. And then a late scratch for Golden State was Draymond Green. He really never came out of the locker room. Lower back tightness for him. Al Horford got banged up during the game. He had to leave of the contest. And Horford with a right calf tightness. Seth Curry left the game. Left adductor soreness. He didn't come back. Quinton Post left the game. Left ankle sprain. He was unable to return. And so the Warriors at the end were roughly running out a lot of guys that you didn't expect to see have a lot of minutes at the beginning of the year. And in fact, two of the Warriors two-way players, LJ Cryer and Malachi Leones, combined to play 26 minutes tonight and score 14 points. So that's where they're at right now. It's just everybody's banged up. You've missed two of your top three players for the last month or so in Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry. And now Draymond Green goes out for this game. And you've got a six-game road trip with two back-to-backs, which is hard for any team. It's especially hard for an older team. And the Warriors, I think, with the adjusted lineups after the trade deadline, I think they're the oldest team in the league. So this is going to be a rough stretch.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I mean, there's just nothing. What are you going to do? No one cares. Just show up and play. And that's what they're going to have to do. And they're going to be on the short end of the talent stick every single night. And you just have to find a way to maybe get a couple, maybe get Washington, maybe get Atlanta, maybe Dallas. Maybe just find a way. See if you can find a way. And again, we're talking about this, and I'm sure they know this. They're going to be in the play-in. It's not like they're going to fall out. Right. So I think that factors in a little bit as well. But wait, you can only talk about this so much because it's so obvious. They just don't have enough talent. What are you going to do? You got Anthony Edwards on the other side. He's one of the best players in the game. You got Jalen McDaniels. Really, really good. They just have a really good team. They're deeper than you. They're longer than you. They're better than you. Yet the Warriors managed to hang around long enough, get back in the game, and make it somewhat interesting there. I mean, you hit a shot here, a shot there, then who knows what happens. It's going to be tough regardless, but that's really what the Warriors are going to have to rely on. Just fight, execution, more fight, and hopefully hit some threes. Don't turn the ball over, which they did well. They had 8 turnovers tonight. So the T-Wolves had 16. They had 8. Like, that's the key to winning games when you're undermanned. Don't turn it over. Hit a bunch of threes. They didn't hit a ton, but they had 15. They had 9 of those in the second half when they kind of made their comeback. So the T-Wolves only had 12. They had 15. They got to the free throw line 25 times, converted 24 of those. So it looked like the free throw was quite an imbalance at halftime, but the Warriors caught up in the second half, got to the paint, got to the free throw line. Again, they just battled, but they shot 40%. T-Wolves shot 56%. Why? More talented, better shot makers, better shot creators. I don't know there's no way else to say it other than they're going to be, except for maybe Washington, maybe Atlanta, we'll see, and Dallas, depending on who plays there, they're going to be decided underdogs, and they're not going to have nearly as much talent as the opposition. But that doesn't mean you can't go out there and execute and fight and be gritty and make a team beat you. Don't make it easy on them. Don't give it away. Don't have 18, 19, 20 turnovers. Don't give them the game. Make them earn it. They made the T-Wolves earn it tonight. T-Wolves had to earn this victory tonight, and that's really all you can ask. So I thought, all in all, yes, it's another loss, but they fought. They fought, and when you're at the decided talent disadvantage, or you have there's a talent disadvantage or disadvantage. Anyway, put those three words any way you want. You know what I'm trying to say. That's all you can do is just battle, and that's what they did tonight.
You know, it's interesting to
decided talent disadvantage. Boom, there.
There you go.
I did, it was in my head. It was like floating around.
Yeah, you just.
It was like Breaking Bad, you know, where the all the letters are kind of going all over the place, and you're trying to put them together. And I finally put them together.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call. I love that show. Oh. God, what a great show.
Okay. Oh,
love that show.
And the lines he had in Breaking Bad were unbelievable.
Oh, it was great. I'm watching a few of those episodes now, just clicking on them. What a great show that was. Anyway, moving on.
Pajemski had a nice game, 25 points, 10 rebounds. 20 for Kristaps Porzingis in 20 minutes of play. That's a good sign. 8 assists for Guy Santos. Couldn't buy a shot early. Ended up with 17 points. And, you know, you were getting to a point with Guy Santos where you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're going to get that. That's what he is right now. And so he did well. DeAnthony Melton didn't shoot the ball all that well, 4 of 11. But his floor game is good. And so, yeah, I think you're right. I think like you said, they're going to be in the play-in. So I think right now you kind of readjust your expectations and thought processes and say, okay, what's going to help them be the best in a play-in situation? Mm-hmm. And obviously the first thing is health. So make sure you're healthy going into that. If you can, you can't always guarantee that. So I think that's a big key. I think that now you got to reset and say, okay, it's not about wins and losses. Nobody's going to care if you win a couple of play-in games and get to a playoff series. You're still in the playoff series. You've given yourself a puncher's chance with the best shooter ever to play the game if he's healthy.
Yeah.
So again, I think that's going to be a nice. It could be a fun thing for Golden State, again, if they can get healthy and get everybody moving. So,
well, another thing, too, you mentioned Pajemski's line, 25 and 10.
Yep.
Zero turnovers.
Wow.
Zero turnovers, and he played 35 minutes.
Wow.
And handled the ball a lot. So,
I
yeah,
did not see that.
The Warriors had one player, Pat Spencer, who had more than one turnover. He only had two. So, again, that's what it's going to take to win games. You're going to have to get more shots in the opposition. They had 15 more field goal attempts than the T-Wolves. 15. That is a baseline for winning these games because that can make up for the talent discrepancy. More shots, a volume of shots. You look at the free throws, they're all dead even, 26-25. So you had 15 more shots, even though you shot 16% less. You made a few more threes, and you had a lot more cracks at it than they did. That's how you're able to kind of keep yourself in this game. But that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take on the road. Some threes, limit the turnovers, get more field goal attempts, and then just see what happens.
Okay, two things. One, I got to go home and finish packing.
You do.
And two, I see a band warming up down there, so we're going to try to get out of here.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Radio lesson number one. Never try to shout over a band.
You know, you're not winning that one.
You're not winning that one.
Have safe travels.
All right, man.
And I'll talk to you when you get back.
Okay.
All right, Timmy.
Stay well.